third chapter of Joshua. I will not read the entire third chapter to you, but there's one verse that I'd like to focus on in this 10 minutes in which I expect to preach tonight. Y'all pray for your pastor. Amen. Because we want to be praying at midnight. And if I don't make it, just know that your pastor tried. Amen. Joshua 3. I want to just focus on verse 13 tonight. Reading from the King James Version, it reads this way. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. I started to preach tonight from the topic, come on in, the water's fine. Amen. But I thought that would scare some of you off. So I'm just going to ask this question tonight. Are you ready to get your feet wet? Are you ready to get your feet wet? Lord God, we're grateful for this time that you have set before us. The closing of this year that you've given us in 2016. And at the dawn of another year, God, that we've not seen before, don't know what's going to happen in. But Lord, our eyes are on you. We ask God that you would speak to us now, a word that would encourage our hearts towards greater works in you, that we might be more for you in 17 than we were in 16. That you might have more of your way with us in 17 than you did in 16. That we, Lord God, by our very lives, by the power of your spirit, would give you more glory in 17 than we did in 16. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So 16 has been an interesting year in the life of Emery Grove. I suspect, just because I know your pastor, that 16 has been an interesting year in the life of Epworth. It has been an interesting year in the life of the United States of America. It has been an interesting year all over Gaithersburg and Montgomery County. God has challenged us in some ways that God has never challenged us before. But even with the challenges, God has been good. Amen. God has done some things. God has moved on somebody's life in a new way this year. Somebody's different now than they were before. Somebody saw a problem before, now they see a victory right here in 2016. And I give God praise and honor and glory for all that he has done. Oftentimes, we as a people forget to give God glory when the challenge before us looks like it's larger than we can handle. Your pastor included. I see some things that I see, even having heard from the Lord, don't go as far as I need to go. Don't do as much as I need to do, because things have always been the way they have been. Come on, somebody. In this text, lest I get too far astray, God's people have been given a promise from God about what was to happen with them and in them and through them for the whole course of the world. Their father Abraham had been given a promise. You be my people, I will be your God, and these are the things I'm about to do. You won't even be able to number the people that are going to come from your seed. They're going to be more numerous than the grains of sand. And in case you can get close to that number, look up in heaven and see the stars. I know you can't count them. It's going to be more numerous than the stars in the sky. I intend to bless the whole world through you. Everywhere you go, the land is going to belong to you. Those who bless you, I'm going to bless. Boy, I wish God would do this right now. Those who curse you, I'm going to curse. I'm going to fight all your battles. If I just hold my peace in the midst of a crazy, oh Lord, don't get me started preaching tonight. Have been given a promise from the Lord, about what God was going to do. And just like we do, if we're honest, at the end of this year where we've seen some things work and we've seen some things not work, soon as God tells us what God is going to do, we begin to do what we think we want to do. You've been in that I'm going to do everything I'm big and bad enough to do phase in your life, haven't you? How many of you like me got your behind whipped every single time? A mommy behind whipping is one thing. A God behind whipping, a whole different thing. And even in the midst of the struggle, every time God has to correct us, it slows down the progress of what God is trying to do. And yet God continued to bless his people. Moses tried his best, couldn't do everything God wanted him to do. So God would not let him see the promised land, and so he passed away. But God raises up yet another leader in Joshua, and so here is Joshua. It reminds me of the story of Emery Grove. There are some ancestors and some elders in this place that have done some amazing things in the name of Jesus over the years. We are walking on floorboards that were built by some people who are no longer with us in faith so that we could sit here in this sanctuary today. I'm thanking God. I don't even know who they were, but I'm thanking God for every single one of them in this moment. They're not here to see what's going on at Emory Grove right now, but I believe they're rejoicing in heaven at what God has even done this year for us. This at one time was their community where everybody here was either related to them or looked like them. And as we stand on the cusp of a new thing, in 2017, the community no longer looks the way it looked. Back when the big house was the big house, and folks were sneaking in to the Dew Drop Inn. Some of y'all don't know what that is, don't worry about it. You had to have been here. Suffice it to say that they were not playing Nearer My God to Thee in that place. And the neighborhood is now different. I am just amazed just tonight at how much more this place is looking like the city of Gaithersburg than it has in years. Let me hip you out of this. I heard from somebody from Guyana today in South America. There's some folk here from Sri Lanka tonight. Amen. There's some folk from South Carolina here tonight. There's some folk from Ghana here tonight. There's some folk from Liberia here tonight. There's some folks from El Salvador tonight. There's some folks from Guatemala. Where else? Some folk from that? Nicaragua, all kind of. Look, black folk, white folk, whoever you are, Sierra Leone, y'all are all up in here tonight. That's what the neighborhood looks like tonight. And so as a church, we have come to a place where we're facing, like God's people, the prospect of God wanting to do something with us that will require our feet to get wet.
Yes, sir.
Brought them all this far, 40 years in the desert. Delivered them out of Egypt. Fed them manna by day. Pillar of fire by day. Pillar of clouds by day, pillar of fire by night, brought them as far as he had brought them, and they're just on the brink of getting to where God wanted them to go. And there's this one obstacle in front. You've got to cross the river, and the river's too big, and you've never seen anyone in this generation. Watch this. Even though God had already done it among your people, so many generations have gone that the story doesn't even transfer. I'm looking at the river now saying, I don't think so. I've never seen anybody swim that far. That water's too deep. Ain't nobody been through there that I could see in my lifetime. Maybe we need an alternate plan. And the word of the Lord comes to Joshua, the leader, saying, take the Ark of the Covenant. I wish I had time to unpack this today. Take my presence. Let that go before you.
Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy. And when you see my presence go, you go behind my presence. When I move, you get moving. Don't worry about where I'm going. Just be about following. In 2017, don't worry about where God is going. Don't, because God's got where he's going. God's got power to deal with wherever he goes, to do whatever he wants to do, when he gets ready to do it, however he wants to do it. He's God all by himself. But when he moves, it's time for us to get moving. But we're afraid of the wet places in our lives. Here's how he advises the people to deal with it. Not only go when I go, but when you get to the wet place, when you get there, don't do like Tim Warner does when he goes to the pool. I'm fessing up. I ain't diving in nothing. I don't care if it's 107 outside. I'm not jumping in the water. Don't you know I'm going to the edge? Don't y'all laugh at me. Look, I've got to make sure the temperature's right for me to jump in. It's just how I am. My wife, God bless her, she's married to me, she loves me. 33 years we've been married, still cracks up laughing at me. She don't jump in either. You can tell her I told her that. But the way I deal with pools is not the way God wants us to deal with wet places. It says here in verse 13, God said, don't stick your toe in the water, Sister Margaret. What it says is get all in. You will notice that the miracle happened, as Reverend Holt read it, where they got in the water, and eventually the waters heaped up as they had did when they crossed the Red Sea coming from Egypt. But it did not happen because they stood on the bank and prayed about it. It did not happen because they stuck their toe in the water to take the temperature and see what would happen. Is God really going to bless? Oh, it doesn't feel like the blessing temperature. When your soul hits the water, y'all not with me. When you step into the water, put your full weight down there where you don't know what's on the bottom, and you believe what God said to the extent that it does not matter, that all your faith is in God, that you step into the water, then God rolls up the water on either side. So that we can go through. Amen. While we're all here together, let me ask you about this wet place. Epworth, we got a wet place. Emery Grove, we've got a wet place. I don't care where you're from, if you live in Gaithersburg, there's a big wet place here. And it's called All Those Folk Ain't From Here. How we doing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. They don't come from where you come from. They don't look like you. They don't speak the same language as you, but they are God's people. Every one of them has sacred worth. God has a plan for their lives. God is seeking to bless them, watch this, through you. And God has made a promise to us that if we obey God and convey the blessing God has been to us, that God is going to bless all of them through us, but we are too stuck putting our foot, our toe in the water to test the temperature when God is saying, jump on in there. If we are to be what God wants us to be, even though he has blessed us, we have got to go to the wet place and dive in there. I'm talking about diving in with your money. Boy, the church got quiet. I'm talking about diving in early in the morning before anybody wakes up. And when you call on the name of the Lord, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help. I know in 2017 you're going to need to pray this prayer more than once. I guarantee you. Donald Trump is enough. Lord, I stretch my hands. He's going crazy. God, I stretch my hands to you. I don't know what they're doing in that government office. God, I stretch my hands to you. No other help. I know if you withdraw your hands from me, Lord, whither shall I go? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to step in the wet stuff of being in conversations with people Amen. That don't come from where you come from, eating some meals across the table from some folks who have some suspicion about you. Watch this, and whom you have some suspicion about when they're just humans like you. Who are seeking to bless their children like you and to educate their children like you and to make enough money to put dinner on the table just like you, breathing the same air you breathe, eating the same food that you eat, living next to you every single day. The wet place. Can't be worried about what Emery Grove used to be. It's a wet place. Can't be worried about how you used to walk around here to Powell's drugstore, whatever the name of the drugstore down there was, so you can get what you can, and you can't go down there anymore because nobody speaks your language. Ain't nobody. Time out for that nonsense. It's time to dive in. 17. Wish I had time tonight. 17. Are you ready to get your feet wet? We can stay on the bank of the river, nice and dry, but God's blessing is in the water. I want to ask Reverend Fenner to come forward and close us in whatever way she sees fit. Just do it so that we're praying at 12 o'clock, Reverend. Bless you. Give God some praise for my pastor here.
So I'm going with the theme of water, and God gave me a word from Mark, particularly John the Baptist, who quotes from the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." We've prepared tonight by testifying and by giving thanks. Turn to somebody and say, "I'm preparing my heart by acknowledging what God is doing. I'm grateful." Turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm grateful." But John the Baptist doesn't stop with gratefulness. John the Baptist came.